Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So the other night, I was noticing that, NBA TV, Game 4, 1989 NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched a little bit of it. I forgot, because it was a sweep. I remember, obviously, Magic got hurt in one of the games. Byron Scott didn't play. So the Pistons did have a huge advantage. I still believe they got screwed the year before and would have won anyway, even if there were no injuries. But that's an argument for another day. But what I forgot was in Game 4 that the Lakers played really well. And James Worthy, this could be another topic one day, could be, because he's in the Hall of Fame, could be like the greatest underrated player. He had 40 points in that game, and he was unbelievable. And the Pistons, were behind a lot of the game, and then they finally pulled away in the fourth quarter to win. And so it got to me thinking, what was your favorite championship team? No matter, like, could be your high school team. It could be a team you played with at Little League. It could be one as a fan. whatever. And look, aside from the Lions, and if you're a younger person, aside from the Tigers, you've had, four Red Wings here, three Pistons in a decent amount of time. And, you've had Michigan State won an NCAA championship in 2000. You had, 1989, the Michigan basketball team. So you had those to choose from. Mm-hmm. For me, in my youth, it was obviously the Broad Street Bullies in 1974 because that was my life. And then as an adult, here, and it was hard because the Red Wings was so much fun, but to me the Bad Boys were, and it's because they reminded me probably of the Broad Street Bullies. They were a team like the Broad Street Bullies because they fought. Everybody hated, hated the Broad Street Bullies. Everybody except people in Detroit hated the Pistons. They hated them.
That's true.
And so
That's
it was true. This rallying cry, around this insulated area that we had to stick up for ourselves and the way they played. So that's why the Bad Boys and covering them at that time, and especially the first championship and the year they won it, the year they lost was even better. They were more fun to be around. It was a lot of fun. So the Bad Boys would be my favorite.
Mine would be the Red Wings of 97. I moved to Michigan in 94 and, obviously knew what the drought was all about. And from the time I moved here, the Red Wings were already kind of, maybe 2 or 3 years into their, they now need to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Like, they're good enough to win the Stanley Cup. Not only are they cup contenders, they're cup favorites. And then, obviously, each year ended with a different kind of massive disappointment, whether it was the Devils, whether it was the Avs or something like that. And, you felt like you knew these guys. They were very easy to approach, easy to talk to.
Right.
Obviously, there was, Fedorov was kind of his own person, but Yzerman, and when they got picked up, Brandon Shanahan and people like that. And it just, I don't know, the seeming like, wait a minute, this isn't going to happen. This is not going to happen. And then for them to overcome the obstacle of the Avalanche, to keep everything together, and then to win it all was just, I don't know. I was lucky enough, I know you were too, to be in the building when they won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never felt anything quite like that in terms of not just the fans who were in there, but the entire city, the entire state, the entire Red Wing Nation. So happy for the team, so happy for themselves, but really so happy for this one individual, Yzerman. So that it just, it seemed like while it was a celebration of this long drought, a celebration of the team, it was also in a weird way a celebration of him, you know?
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And even, you know,
I just, I loved everything about that whole, the whole run, everything.
I mean, especially when you had the, you know, the disappointment of 95, because we were very confident they were going to win the Stanley Cup in 95, much like people in Philadelphia were in 97. And the results were exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, a sweep. 248-539-9797-97136. Your ticket text, your favorite championship team at any level, as a fan, as a player, whatever. Here on the Jamie and Stoney Show. Let's say hello to Tom calling us from Pinckney. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, not much, guys. Great show. I graduated in 1984 in the 84 Tigers, 35-5.
Yeah.
I was on fire to graduate that year and go down to about 7 or 8 of those games, and it was just an amazing start.
I just wish that, I mean, for so many reasons that the Miguel Cabrera, Justin Verlander Tigers could have gotten one ring, because one generation has the 68 Tigers, the next generation has the 84 Tigers, and then this generation is so tired of hearing about the 68 Tigers and the 84 Tigers that they want their own Tiger version. The 84 Tigers were an unbelievable team, and for people our age, it was everything. Growing up in Detroit, I didn't grow up in Detroit, but I know from talking to people. But for the people who are younger than that, you know, in their 20s, in their teens, they just are like, all right, enough with the 84 Tigers. Ton of ticket texts at 97136. What we got, Stoney?
For John at Sandusky, it'd be the first Wings Cup of the 90s. I had watched them through the 70s and 80s, and all the games weren't broadcasted like they are now. I was 7 when the 68 Tigers won. I remember how happy my dad and grandpa were, but I was invested at that point. I'm a huge Raptors fan, and last year's run was my favorite championship team because no one in the NBA gave them a chance. In a league that's full of stars and super teams, the Raptors were the ultimate team.
Wait. Hold on.
Kawhi Leonard, I think, is a superstar, right?
Well, and I mean, first of all, Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam both are all-star caliber players. They were didn't they have the best record in the East the year before? And that's why Dwayne Casey got fired, because they lost in the first round.
Well, they lost. They kept traded losing DeRozan. To LeBron. Yeah,
yeah. They traded DeRozan. They got Kawhi. Look, I wouldn't say nobody. They were underdogs,
yes,
for sure. But by the time the series started with Golden State, they were they had a home court advantage in that series.
Correct.
Games 1 and 2 were in Toronto, and Game 7 would have been in Toronto. Great team. And if you're a Raptor fan, God, the fact that they won it all, but. You know, they cheated because they injured Durant on purpose.
Right. Polish off the
Heisman. No, I was kidding about that last one, Stoney.
What did you say? I know. Polish off the Heisman. Frank Beckman's Michigan 1997 National Championship in football. First in nearly 50 years. First defensive player to win Heisman Trophy. Dominating defense. NFL talent all over. Magical season. I was the Rose Bowl and Michigan won it. And at the Joe when the Wings won it. Magical year, 1997.
All right, let me ask a question to our local Michigan historian, Greg Hargrave, about the 97 team, okay? Because maybe 97 is his answer, but does the fact that Tom Osborne stole half the national championship take anything away from that? Because that always left a bitter taste in my mouth, and I don't know. It didn't take away from what they accomplished. They were still undefeated, but it did cheapen it a tiny bit.
For me, it doesn't, but that just makes me more mad at Nebraska for doing that. And, you know, guys like Scott Frost,
yes,
and Tom Osborne and Christian Peter and those guys.
Yeah.
But you did ask, Jamie, and it actually isn't my favorite championship. I would have to go with the 2004 Pistons. It's the team of my college years. It was a team that me and my good friends saw grow and develop. When we first got into college, they were terrible. They were a 50-loss team. Then they started getting better. There was the year with Rick Carlisle where they won 50 games out of nowhere. And then the roster you just see get better a little bit every year when they get Stackhouse, then when they get Rip, and then, you know, Chauncey, whichever order it goes. Finally, in the culmination, I mean, I remember it being a huge deal when they struck the Rasheed Wallace trade.
Oh, it was
a huge
deal.
And it felt like, okay, this thing is really on. And then to have the culmination in 2004 maybe even like a year earlier or two than I thought it was going to be. But that's a team that I saw growing through my college years and then culminated in the championship.
Somebody else on Ticket Text, James from Warren. His favorite hometown was those Pistons, but his absolute favorite championship, Ohio State football, winning the first national championship in the college football playoff, beating Alabama the first round to winning versus Oregon and only giving up 20 points was great. Still gives me chills. And to top it off, the hatred I get from my friends for being a diehard Buckeye fan since I was about 10. That's James from Warren.
And you know, by the way, going back to the 04 Pistons, what Greg was just talking about too, correct me if I'm wrong, Stoney, but of the championships that this city has won, wouldn't you say, and you mentioned the 97 Philly series, and I know the Philly was the favorite, but I think most Red Wing fans felt pretty confident going to that series.
Right.
Going into the 04 finals, I thought the Pistons had zero shot.
Oh, we all did.
Right? And I mean, so isn't that the only real championship that we've won kind of in our lifetime that was a really huge upset? I mean, it's like, now as the series unfolded and the Pistons started to gain momentum, then it became an inevitability.
But yes,
as they flew out to LA, I'm like, well, what a great run, but the Lakers are going to win this thing in three.
I know, and even though the Pistons won the first game, and then after the second game where they didn't foul and tied the game in overtime, the Lakers won, you said, okay, we got a series. They'll probably, you know, maybe the Pistons will win two of three at home and lose both in L.A. and lose in seven just like they did in 88. But, yeah, you're right. That was the upset.
I remember Game 3 just being so surreal. It started at 9:20.
Yeah.
You know, they got out. They was 8-0 to start the game and then just rolled from there. And I just remember, like, I can't believe this is happening.
And the Lakers were just so dispirited. Last one.
And that two-year run, by the way, real quick, like with the Spurs the following year, like – you know, Jack Nicholson was here. Eva Longoria was married to Tony Parker. She was here. I remember Carrie Underwood had just won American Idol, and she came to Detroit to sing the national anthem one of the games, and I walked by her in the hallway. And it was like, it's like Detroit has become this epicenter. It's like, because, you know, people come to the NBA Finals no matter where they are.
Yes.
And it was just, I just remember that so vividly, which is so weird that it was all going on at the Palace, because it just it kind of out of nowhere.
I remember interviewing Eva Longoria on the floor in San Antonio after the Spurs won the game, and after they won the championship in Game 7. Last one, 1983 Michigan Panthers, Detroit's first professional sports championship since 68, basically first one of my lifetime after a dreadful 1970s, and of course the only outdoor professional championship we've had since 1957.
The first outdoor?
Outdoor professional football. Well, the Detroit Drive won, arena football.
Oh, but the Panthers played indoors.
Well, their home games were indoors, but yes, but their championship game was outdoors.
The Lions also play indoors and also have not won a championship, too.
I understand that. What I'm saying is, whatever, 11-man football, that'd be better for you?
How about football?
I mentioned the arena football.
You're the only one who remembers the Detroit Drive, Stoney.
I know. Sorry.
I mean, it's like, I've never heard it described as outdoor football.
You're right. I guess you're correct on that, Jamie.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I see something coming. Go ahead.
Are Carson Anderson planning to discuss the upcoming outdoor football draft on their show? Do they have any new mock outdoor drafts?
Probably, although the draft will be held indoors.
That's true.
It's the indoor draft for the Outdoor Football League. The OFL!
The OFL. This is the OFL.
Yeah, okay.
Outdoor football, baby. Yeah. Can I just real quick give one team that has not gotten a shout-out in this conversation that I hold near and dear to my heart, and that's the 2000 Michigan State basketball team. I thoroughly enjoyed that championship run for a variety of reasons, but I think the biggest reason why was the fact that they played the Sweet 16 at the Palace. And so it became this huge Detroit event. You know, you and Wojo did radio shows out at a restaurant up there, and Izzo actually came to the restaurant one time and with you and Wojo. My wife, Christy, at the time was working in Flint, so it was huge in Flint because of the Flintstones, and she was covering it. And I don't know, there was that building, man, the Palace, because in both those games, man, MSU got down big.
I know.
And they came back in both of them, and it was cool. And it was also cool because of, You know, you don't see this in college basketball anymore at all, but it was the culmination of this process with Cleaves and Peterson and Granger, I think, being seniors.
Yes.
Right? Was Granger a senior
yes.
as well? And then he had great kind of role players like Hudson. Well, Hudson wasn't a role player. He was a starter. But, you know, and to me, one of the most underrated championship athletes in this town, Charlie Bell, who I'm just a huge fan of. I don't know. I really enjoyed that team. The Final Four was kind of anticlimactic. That Wisconsin game
was awful.
Bleh. But still, that was really cool.
Yeah, you're right. I remember the Saturday game to get to the Final Four. I had no plans on going. It was Saturday night, and, you know, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And my wife, because we were just going to go somewhere and watch it on TV. She goes, let's go to the game. I was like, really? You know, you went to Michigan. Why do you want to go? Oh, it's a great, it'll be fun. I said, okay. And we somehow got
tickets. You guys had infant twins, right, at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I remember because I remember the day of the Final Four when they played Wisconsin, we came over and saw your girls for the first time.
Well, I don't remember. I remember because we still have the picture of you guys at the house, but I didn't remember exactly when that was.
Yeah, we came over, we saw the girls, and then Christy and I drove up to Flint because she had to work the next morning on the news, and so we watched the Final Four at her apartment up in Flint. So, yeah.
20 years ago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.